The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports booster.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
It's the final day of the high school basketball season, and hardware is on the line. Today we come to you from Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, the 2A state tournament. Our fourth consecutive day. In fact, the Valley Falls Dragons showed up to Manhattan on Tuesday and have been here ever since. Today they'll play their third game of the state tournament and try to get a third place trophy to take back to the Dragons' den as Valley Falls set to battle the El Saline Cardinals here in the boys' third place 2A contest. Along with studio engineer Joseph Curry, I'm Justin Fluke, back courtside at Bramlage Coliseum alongside Dave Johnson as we get set to bring you Valley Falls basketball for the final time this season. Valley Falls 20 wins and 5 losses here at state this week. They beat Syracuse Wednesday in the opening round 58-54, but were tripped up in Friday's semifinals against the two-time defending undefeated champs from Mound Ridge 74-46. So the Dragons try to bounce back today. They try to send 5 seniors out with a win and look to compete under 20th-year head coach Caleb Gatzmeier. Dave, I know a lot of discussion about these third-place games in state basketball or any sport for that matter, and there's a question of whether or not those third-place games will continue. I can see it both ways. I think it's a tough game to play when it's not really the game you are hoping to be playing in to end your season and to bounce back after a loss just the one day before. But it's an opportunity, and, you know, if you're in it and the state's going to play it, might as well come and put the best effort together and try to find a little excitement to close the season here today.
And it's, again, it's a chance for your seniors for one last chance to come out and play together. And it's a big deal. Look at that. Still got the handle. As the ball comes bouncing towards me, as you get, you know, and a lot of coaches don't like them. I understand why. You give so much effort in the semifinals and your kids' hope or a chance to play for a title, but there's two teams that are going to walk out of Bramlage on both sides of the girls or boys today and have a chance to go home and with a W, and a lot of schools get to know at the end, you know, we won our last game. So having as a coach, you really want to try and focus on that, but at the same time, this one's just nothing about guts. I mean, you just really, everybody's tired. It's been a long week. You've got to make sure, again, mental fatigue, probably more than physical, is making sure the kids kind of understand, know what to do, and then to play hard. You know, you don't want to just come out here and go through the motions. You want to make sure you represent your school as best you can to finish out.
Busy day of basketball here on Care Radio. The BC women won last night. They will play their next game in Tennessee, the second round at 4 p.m. today. Tom Counts will have the call of the BC Lady Ravens at 4 p.m. as they have their second round game in the NAIA National Women's Tournament. So those are the games we have basketball-wise on Care Radio. But several other games, both third place and 5 championship games that will be broadcasted today across our MSC Sports Radio family. You can see those game times, matchup, and station information on our always free website, mscsports.net. Well, Mound Ridge and Sterling are playing later today for the boys 2A championship game here in Manhattan. It's Valley Falls and El Saline coming up for third. How did El Saline get here? Well, they beat Rossville in the opening round, 82-78. That was a shootout where the two teams combined for 85 points in the first half alone. But El Saline lost to Sterling in the game yesterday by a final score of 76-59. The El Saline Cardinals are from that Heart of America Conference with the likes of Mound Ridge and Sterling that we've seen really dominate. And, you know, they're certainly not Mound Ridge because they're not quite, I mean, they're fairly senior heavy, and they're also fairly tall like Mound Ridge. I just don't think they're quite as athletic or talented. But you look at this El Saline roster, and it's 6'5", 6'5", 6'4", and their starting lineup. So Valley's going to have a little bit of the same, you know, look as they had yesterday against Mound Ridge and having to attack that size and also facing a team that loves to shoot the basketball and has a lot of different weapons.
And HOA, the Heart of America Conference, like you just said, is known. That's basketball country down there. So they're going to be able to, you know, they're very skilled, like you said, against Mound Ridge. You didn't see the power, more of a finesse team. Got guys that can really go inside and out. A Raleigh kid, the 6'5 post for him inside, you know, yesterday was giving Sterling a lot of fits in the first half. Sterling just, if you're close to Manhattan and you can get in and watch Sterling and Mound Ridge, there's high basketball IQ all over the floor. And so El Saline just kind of got caught that game playing a team that's very, very, very talented as well. But El Saline, going to be tough for the Dragons today, no doubt.
Marty Wendell, the head coach for the El Saline Cardinals. Coach Caleb Gatzmeier, 20th year at his alma mater, Valley Falls. By the way, Dragons played in this game 3 years ago as well and lost, so that's a little bit of motivation for Valley Falls as they were here at State in 2022, and they took fourth at the state tournament that year. They're trying to get a third-place trophy to take back to Valley Falls in their 17th state tournament appearance here this week. So it's Valley Falls and El Saline. It's the third-place game at the boys' 2A state tournament live from Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. It's coming up next here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM on MSCSports.net and also streamed worldwide and free via our app, MSC Radio. Our pregame show will continue after a timeout. We'll come back and we'll be joined by Caleb Gatzmeier himself, the Dragon Boys head coach. We'll get his thoughts as we head closer to tip-off here in the final game of the season on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum. Justin Fluke with you on this Last day of the high school basketball season, Saturday. We're here with Caleb Gatzmeier, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragon Boys, playing for third place today. And, Coach, just want to go back to yesterday. And I don't think your guys really played all that bad. But, man, Mound Ridge, just obviously two-time defending champ, undefeated for a reason. And just run into a buzzsaw yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We knew that coming in, that they were loaded. They're who they are for a reason. Two-time defending champs and undefeated on the year. And, you know, I believe they beat Heston earlier this year, and Heston's in the 3A state championship game. So we knew it was going to be a battle. I thought we came out and we played extremely hard at the beginning, and they hit some tough shots, but we answered right back. And, you know, to be down one with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and then for them to end the quarter on like a 12-4 run, just really kind of hurt us, being down nine at halftime. And then the second half, they just, you know, lit it up early. We tried to do a little bit different defensively, and the guys that we've seen on film not make shots, made shots, and that happens sometimes, especially in the state tournament. So, you know, it was a aggravating game for the guys because they felt like, man, we're just getting beat bad. But, you know, like I've talked to them that, you know, we played well. They made a lot of shots yesterday, and that's what it came down to.
Yeah, tall team, very experienced team. But one of the bright spots yesterday, especially in the first half, boy, Hayden Carney was balling out there.
Colin. We've been telling him all year long that, you know, the only guy that can stop him is himself. You know, he's developed this supreme confidence over the last half of the season, and you know, I'm so happy for him because I hope that pushes him through baseball and then coming in for his senior season next year. I think that he could be one of the top players in our level in the state. So I'm just super proud of him and his effort yesterday, because it showed that even the best team in 2A couldn't defend him for a while, and that was awesome to see.
This game's always, you know, a little bit different perspective. What do you tell the guys that going into this game, you know, it's an opportunity to play one more time together, and there's some hardware on the line. I know it's not the game that teams really want to be in, but still some motivation to go out there, right?
Yeah, you know, it would be, you know, wonderful to go home with some hardware, but it's one of those games that, you know, that that's why I think Keisha's kind of voting on not to play this game in future years, because it's hard to get up to play this game because your dreams ended the night before. So we're just going to go out. You know, there's not a lot of prep time for who you get to play. You got to see and play live a couple times. So, you know, like kind of what we've done, we're just going to go out and hoop and just, and, you know, see how it goes. And it'd be my hope that, you know, everybody gets a chance to get an opportunity to get to play today, have that fire for the guys that are coming back next year to be here next year.
Final thought just on El Saline, your opponent. I mean, obviously they're not Mound Ridge, but they got size like Mound Ridge, and they're obviously a pretty potent team.
Yeah, they are. They're super athletic. You know, number zero for them. You know, high jumper. I think he's going to Nebraska to high jump, doing like 7'2" and stuff. So they're extremely athletic. Also, they're not quite as big in the guard area. I think we match up a little bit better. Last night with Mound Ridge was just such a tough matchup for us. You know, a lot of times in postseason it comes down to matchups, and you know, last night was tough, but I'm hoping we match up a little bit better today and can go out there and compete and get a W.
No doubt, not too many teams get in their season on a win, and that's the opportunity today. Good luck, Coach. Thanks for your time.
All right, Justin, I appreciate you and everything you do for Northeast Kansas, man.
You bet. Caleb Gatzmeier, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragon Boys, is going to go try to end the season with a dub here in the third place game today against El Saline. We'll be back with more pregame after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan with studio engineer Justin Curry. Justin Fouquet Johnson with you courtside, getting set for Valley Falls and El Saline. It's the boys' third place game here today. Valley Falls 20-5 against El Saline. Cardinals came into the state tournament with a record of 20-3. They're now 21-4 under Coach Marty Wendell. Valley Falls going to be the home team, not because they are the higher seed, but because they are on the top of the bracket. It was a bit of a confusion. In fact, all the guys didn't expect it either. White jerseys here at stake this week. Valley Falls came in the number 4 seed and was the home team in their first game at the visitors yesterday, and now taking on El Saline, who was the number 3 seed coming into this state tournament. Let's meet today's starting lineup, presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. You know, every championship team needs a great starting lineup, and just as you need excellent parts and service from your local Napa dealer. Championship parts come from Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. Today's starting lineup for the El Saline Cardinals, the visitors: 6'5 senior Brogan Rowley, 6'5 junior Reese Crone. Also starting is 6'4 senior Tayton Williams, 5'10 senior Garrison Zerger, and the point guard is 5'9 junior Cass Kramer. He's pretty good, at 25 against Rossville and 8 against Sterling in the loss yesterday. Also, 2 double-digit games for Rowley and 2 double-digit games for Garrison Zerger for the Cardinals. For the Valley Falls Dragon, their same starters as well. 5'9 senior Hayden Carney in the backcourt with 5'11 sophomore Damian Cervantes. 6'1 senior Trenton Van Houten playing his final game as a Dragon. Colin Carney, 6'2 junior, has had games of 20 and 18 points so far here at State. And Flint Seymour, the 6'1 junior, rounds out the starting lineup presented by Napa Atchison Auto Parts. We get set to tip it off here, and we're underway. El Saline will go right to left on your radio now. They And we are underway.
Good night.
Dragons lose the ball out of bounds. It was poked away by El Saline. What a start. As trying to find the game ball.
We've lost the game ball.
I found it here, but I guess we're going to be in the third place game, try to execute a play like that to kind of lock it in, huh?
Wow. That's what you call getting a tip right there. That was a set play off the call. Absolute lob, and Raleigh threw it down.
Beautiful designed and executed by El Saline. It leads 2-0. Tristan Van Houten, a 5-second count. Has good defense by the Cardinals. They forced a turnover.
1-3-1 that time by the Cardinals. Valley Falls kind of getting themselves set, and Coach Gatzmeyer already up off the bench a little bit, telling these guys it's time to wake up. It's ball game time.
Third game in 4 days. Dragons trying to win it to get third place honors. Here's Zerger on the left side. They alley-oop again. Back-to-back dunks. It wasn't the same play, but it's an alley-oop jam.
You think El Saline wants to be in this game? My goodness, two set plays.
Cow.
And he stopped him. He's not just a little dunk. That's up there.
And now the ball's stripped, and here's the breakaway ahead for Garrison Zerger. Right side for the layup. It's in. It's 6-0. El Saline and Coach Katzmeyer taking the timeout.
Wow.
I don't care what game it is, where it is, or who's playing. I don't know if I've ever seen the start of any basketball game quite like that.
Well, kudos to Coach
Marty Wendell,
for El Saline. They call out of the tip. They set a back screen for Raleigh, and then they come down again and run another back screen off the back pick from Raleigh from Dent that time. He set the back screen and a beautiful pass to Raleigh off the back screen. You see KU, K-State, everybody runs that back screen. And that's And Coach Gatzmeyer's upset right now, as he should be. The guy's got to be ready to play right here. And El Saline's got a little bounce to their step right now. Valley Falls has got to match it.
Valley Falls played the early game yesterday, so you can say maybe they had a little bit more time to rest. But we'll see if they get it going. We're 1 minute in. It's 6-0. El Saline leading. Two dunks, two steals defensively. Here's a three. It's Cervantes, an air ball rebounded by Cass Kramer. Passes it up the court quickly to Zerger as El Saline wants to go fast. Here's a step back three by Williams. That's short. Rebound to Van Houten. Dragons in the home whites, moving left to right. Night out. Good look to Seymour, who finishes with the layup. The Dragons are on the board.
That's what you need if you're Valley Falls. Beautiful pass by Van Houten that time to a cutting Seymour.
That Seymour just scored his first points of the state tournament. Didn't score in the first couple of games. Battled some foul troubles, taking some charges. He's a great role player. Here's a left elbow jumper switched in by Trey Williams. Third different Cardinal to score today.
Well, last night in the Sterling El Saline game, both teams want to run up and down the court. So Valley Falls and this team will both want to run.
Cervantes has another three, but he's airballed them both, one from each side of the court. It's an 8-2 lead for the Cardinals here with 2 minutes now gone by. Up top, it's Crone, left side to Rowley. He drives against Van Houten. Good find in the lane. Beautiful look to Cass Kramer for the easy lay-in.
Valley Falls paying a lot of attention to the senior, and the only senior starter, am I correct for that, for El Saline? And he's come out, and it's like they're really trying to make an emphasis for him to make it his type of game here today.
10-2 now. Cardinals executing at a high level. Double-team traffic against Tayden Carney, and he threw it away. Another Dragon turnover, and a slam. It almost didn't stick, but that's the third dunk here in the first 3 minutes by Brogan Rowley.
Again, the 1-3-1 got Carney got trapped in the baseline there, and then weak side wing just stepped in front and went the other way.
We got our first foul of the game as El Saline up 12-2. Dragons have had troubles with turnovers, and Rowley one-handed jam that time. He might be trying to catch his breath a bit. Two alley-oop slams that he finished, and he barely got that one down with one hand.
Well, and they're long. El Saline 6'4", 6'5", on this 1-3-1. And it's making it awful hard for Valley Falls to make the entry pass. We might have another
steal,
one.
And that time, kind of a layup as getting back and in front of him, and another Dragon timeout. But another Valley Falls turnover. Van Houten trying to get back, but Brogan Rowley scored again. He has 8 points. And with 4:57 to go here in the first quarter, we'll take a timeout. It's El Saline 14 and Valley Falls 2. More action after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
El Saline trying to give the Heart of America Conference a 1-2-3 finish here at the 2A State Tournament. Dragons out of a timeout, a three-pointer by Hayden Carney's good. His first points as the Dragons hit a triple after the second timeout taken by Coach Gatzmeyer.
Nice setup that time by Cervantes to get a Carney on the wing.
Pull-up jumper in the lane. This would bounce off the iron a few times, but wouldn't drop in for Crone. Rebounded by Colin Carney. Told you about his 38 points already in two tournament games here at State. Van Houten left alone. His three a little bit short. Long rebound goes to Zerger. El Saline pushing the tempo in their road red uniforms, black numbers with white letters and trim. Here's a three that is missed and a nice rebound by Cervantes. Damian had 21 in the opening round win over Syracuse, 7 yesterday in the semifinal loss. Cervantes skips it to Van Houten, another long college range three, no good. And the leak out ahead, here's Valley again, two-handed pump jam. He's dunked it four times in the first 4 minutes.
Wow. I haven't seen a start to this game where a young man has dunked it that many times. He is just all over the, and again, the zone has got Valley Falls a little stressed, trying to throw over the zone. Good find that time by Seymour inside from Valen Houghton, but far and few between for the Dragons right now. Too many easy shots for El Saline.
Flip Seymour just got his second bucket, as you mentioned. And Houghton with the dive. Here's a turnaround shot, partially blocked, but cleaning it up and in the right spot. Nice little catch and lay-in by Garrison Zerger. Everything going El Saline's way. They lead 18-7 here in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the frame. Four dunks by Brogan Rowley, the 6'5 senior. He's a 7-foot high jumper. As Cervantes hits the three, and has scored over 1,000 points in his high school basketball career.
Good shot by Cervantes that time. Valley Falls has got the kids that can shoot it, but the trouble is you start settling for that and you're getting leak outs, and El Saline has paid dividends.
Now a triple by Trey Williams to answer Cervantes from downtown. Trey Williams connects, and it's 21-10.
20 points already given up by Valley Falls, and we still got 2:30 to go.
There's the alley-oop type of pass, but Seymour couldn't quite hang on to it. Then a baseball pass stolen away by the Dragons. First turnover on El Saline. Here's Carney to Van Houten. Fakes, goes up, draws the foul. It's on Rowley, and that's his first personal team foul, number two. Dragons have threes for Hayden Carney and Damian Cervantes, as well as 4 points from Clint Seymour, but problems have been on the defensive side, and four turnovers as well for the Dragons, who get a free throw from Tristan Van Houten, and one more on the way.
And you run into where, you know, Valley Falls has been here since Tuesday, and again, it's as much physical as it is mental, and right now you're seeing a lot of mental mistakes, and you can't do that against a really talented El Saline team that, number one, matches you physically in the post and at the guard spot.
21-12 as Van Houten hits both free throws. He leads this Dragon team on the season, averaging 19 a game. Nice little move there by Reach Crone. He's a 6'5 junior inside, getting his first bucket.
And he's a nice-looking junior. Man, the Heart of America has got some good-looking guys' teams down here.
Off the bench, here's a three missed by Grayson Coleman. The 6'1 senior just checked in for the Dragons, replacing Seymour. As to the left side, it's Tayton Williams skipping it now to the far corner. Three by Crone.
It's wow.
Pushed in. Nothing but net. Crone with five straight, giving the Cardinals a 14-point advantage.
What a start by El Saline, man. You see them play, and you're like, who's the team to beat them? And they are just clicking on all cylinders right now.
Four losses, but Sterling and Mound Ridge are responsible in their own league for some of those losses. It's been out and drives and couldn't quite finish that time at the rack. Minute 25 to go here in the first quarter. El Saline with 26 points already. Another three by Zerger. Good. They can't miss.
Wow, you can't draw it up any better. My gosh.
Third three-pointer made by El Saline to go along with four dunks, and it's 29-12. Get passes to Colin Carney, the only starter that hasn't scored. He spins it in, draws the foul. Colin Carney with the and-one opportunity.
And Valley Falls really on their heels right now. A lot of wide eyes. It doesn't matter what they're doing. El Saline's pushing all the right buttons. Almost a 30-point quarter here for the El Saline Cardinals. And again, as a coach for El Saline, that's what you're telling your kids. We want to make a statement here. You know, we want to show that, again, 1-2-3 in the state out of the same conference, that says an awful lot.
Colin Carney hits the free throw, so a three-point play for the 6'2" junior. Makes it 29-15.
El Saline's going to have a nice team back next year. My gosh, four juniors only losing Rowley off the as the only senior for him, is getting significant playing time. I guess, well,
a couple
as,
other role players.
Yeah, Trey Williams as well.
There's a three in and out, but an offensive rebound. The putback short.
Another
by
one.
Colin Dent, third time is the charm. That's Colin Dent off the bench, another junior, and he becomes the sixth different El Saline player to score. 30 seconds left to go here in the opening quarter. 31-15. Just an incredible start by El Saline. Here's the Van Houten trigger three. That's short. Carney crashes in for the rebound, calling up and missed it underneath. El Saline pushing it up tempo to Williams. He hits the trailer, passes on the left block, and a shot missed. Williams trying to bat it around, and Kramer now a three on the kick out to Williams. Is that a two?
Yes.
Long two for Trey Williams, but they got two offensive rebounds. and 2 seconds left. Half-court heave will not count as a traveling violation against Van Houten. And that's how this first quarter is going to come to an end.
Well, they're still showing .9, and Valley Falls is walking off the court.
So they would love a Mulligan. And if the way things have gone for El Saline, they might make a miracle shot right
Exactly.
Here.
Everything they have done has just been as good a quarter as you can have drawn up.
Grayson Coleman has checked in for the Dragons. El Saline gets it in, and that'll end the quarter. El Saline, 30.
And then he made the shot after the buzzer. It went in.
The half-court shot?
Yes, it went in.
Well, they haven't really missed.
Wow.
What a performance. 33-15, our score at the end of one quarter. The El Saline Cardinals come out motivated here in this third-place boys game in Class 2A. A full one-minute timeout on 93.7 FM and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here at Bramlage. We start the second quarter. See how the Dragons do. They've gone to their bench again. Duncan Alvarenga's checked in. He is a 5'9 junior with Damian Cervantes. Grayson Coleman also went off the bench. Here's Trenton Van Houten down low. His shot is blocked. And Colin Carney is the other Dragon out there in the white jersey. Begin the second quarter. Three ball by Kramer swished in. And it doesn't appear like they're going away. El Saline stays hot.
It doesn't matter who's on the floor right now for El Saline. I mean, they just seem like they get the ball, a warning that time by El Saline of tapping the ball away.
That is their fourth three-pointer by four different players have hit a triple. They have six guys that have already scored, and El Saline is up by 21 points here early first minute of the second quarter.
And El Saline just smells blood. It just, they're all over the place in a steal.
Williams coast-to-coast, layup good. Tayson Williams, seventh different player to score for El Saline. That's the sixth Dragon turnover.
They're out in the passing lane. Van Houten, nice left-handed drive. Can't get it to fall. Carney trying to save it.
Cervantes a three. No good. Rally has it. He had four dunks in the first 4 minutes. Zerger all the way to the basket. High off the window and through. Harrison Zerger's got nine. Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer will call his third timeout here in the first 9 minutes of this game. And Coach Gatzmeyer trying to find something to say to get his team a little more motivated, and more so than anything on the defensive end, although they've turned it over six times, and that's led to some transition buckets for the Cardinals as well.
And he's just tapping his chest right now, asking about pride. And that's what it really comes down to. I know the kids are tired, and I know you sometimes you get to that point, you're not playing for a title, and what does this game really mean? And right now, it's just about pride. It's about Valley Falls and your high school and your community, and you want to try and represent you best you can. And I know that's what he's frustrated about. Been there, done that, and El Saline just is on another level right now. It's a dream way to come out and play in a third-place game. It's the total opposite. What one team wants for a third-place game and why you wouldn't want to play a third-place game is what's going on right now for the Dragons.
6:40 to go out of that 30-second timeout called by the Dragons. Our score is 40-15 and another Valley Falls turnover. Here comes Tayton Williams in transition. Shot in the lane, missed. Follow missed. Rebound tipped. It lands to Rowley. He missed. That's three tries and misses. and an empty possession for the Cardinals one of the few times here today.
Got possession by possession now for Valley Falls. You're just trying to get open shots. That should have been a foul on the three, and we do have it.
It is. And Duncan is going to get three free throws here for the Dragons, who are 3 for 3 at the line in the first quarter. El Salina had three fouls in the first frame, and now their initial personal foul here in the second quarter.
I really don't know what El Salina's asking about. He fouled him on the arm.
Alvarenga hits the first free throw, and that's his first point of this state tournament. So Flint Seymour scored his first points in state. He has four already, and that actually leads the Dragon squad so far. Alvarenga misses the second, has one more coming. 40-16 has now in for the Dragons is Brayson Miller, a 5'11 sophomore. So Coach Katzmeyer going deeper down the bench. He wanted all his guys to have a chance to play in this game, but I don't think it was
No. And as a coach, this is what the worst you're trying to do. You're trying to keep your guys mentally focused here, playing with some heart, playing with some pride, and that's tough to do. Sometimes kids are their own worst enemy now, like, what are we doing here? But as a point, you know, as a man, is what you're trying to get into. You got to give effort, and you got to show some heart.
Here's a drive on the left side, baseline miss, rebounded by Trenton Van Houten. Hayden Carney out there. They tried to get it ahead to Coleman, but that's stolen away. Boy, more turnovers here for the Dragons. 5:50 to go till halftime, and they're down by 23. Rowley, spin move in the lane. Bank shot, no. Tip with the left hand is good.
Wow.
No miss. Rowley's now got a dozen.
Is he a nice player or what? Boy, he's long. He can handle the basketball, and if he's a 7-foot high jumper, you already know what he can do. As the start of the basketball game, they're just so long, and Valley Falls having a tough time against that 1-3 run, finding gaps, especially with their guards being just a little smaller.
Good pass. Colin Carney able to finish. Second field goal for Colin Carney today. He's got 5, 42-19. I think Rowley is going to be a trackster. Here's a 3 for him straight away, and he hit it. Jiminy Christmas, 15 points now for Rowley. He scored over 1,000 in his high school career, but you mentioned 7-foot high jumper. I believe he's committed to Nebraska to go do track and field in Lincoln.
Well, they got themselves a good one, I can tell you that. That young man has got some serious ups. He might be able to take a dollar up the top of the backboard and make change on the way down.
Here's Hayden Carney banking it in as he gets it into the purple paint and gets his second field goal. Hayden Carney with the bucket, 45-21. Here's a long two on the right baseline.
They have not missed more than four shots this whole half. I mean, they are. Boston wrote a song called Smoking, and they are doing that right now.
Here's a nice pass, another Valley Falls turnover, and a layup by Colin Dench. And it's getting worse before it gets better. 49-21. 49 points, and still 4:20 to go here in this second quarter for El Saline.
Valley Falls, the halftime can't come soon enough for them right now.
Get into the locker room and regroup. Hayden Carney dribbling and fouled. You mentioned the few shots that El Salina has missed, but even when they've missed, they've had three or four offensive rebounds. They've had a couple sessions where they've had multiple offensive rebounds, and everything just going the Cardinals' way here in Bramlage for this first game of four today. Last game of the night will be Donovan West girls playing for a state championship against Mound Ridge. That game just after 6 tonight will be broadcasted on sister station 103.9 KNZA. Detroit girls are playing right now. They're playing a third-place game in Dodge City with coverage over on 103.9 KNZA right now for Detroit girls. There's Hayden Carney, a little
drummer
in the lane again. Back-to-back buckets for Hayden Carney. That's one of the Dragons seniors.
Yep. Nice drive. Got a good look inside.
And then Zerger hits a 3 at the other end. El Saline has now made 6 3-point baskets.
I mean, it's just everybody that's touching the ball right now for El Saline. It's one of those games.
Nice pass to Coleman. Shot wouldn't go, but Grayson is fouled, and he will get a couple more free throws. The Dragons have made 5 of 6 from the free throw line with 2 more coming and 3:32 left to go second quarter.
It's tough when Valley Falls does get a look. There's so much size coming from the backside on help, and it really is getting contested. It's just not Valley Falls getting clean looks. It's been two different opportunities. El Saline clean looks at the basket, and Valley Falls really working to get making tough shots.
Grayson Coleman hits the free throw. He had a couple points against Syracuse Wednesday And he hit both free throws here. So good charity tosses there by Grayson Coleman. As he'll now exit and Flint Seymour checks back in. Dragons going to go with their starting lineup. They trail 52-25 against El Saline. With El Saline played like this, of course, you know, facing Sterling and Mound Ridge is another animal. Those were their only two losses during the regular season, losing in state. Uh-oh, foul on a three, as this will give El Saline three free throws, and it'll be Garrison Zerger shooting the first free throws for the Cardinals here today.
You know, we talk about the TVL and have with the Donovan West girls, but the HOA, you know, is right up there. I mean, you've got McPherson, or, excuse me, you're in that McPherson area right there, and you've got Inman and El Saline and Mound Ridge and Sterling. You know, they've got a lot of pride in there. That's the central part of, you know, of our state, and they really take basketball serious down here. They are, El Saline, it's hard to believe they were a third-place team or, you know, playing for third in the state of Kansas. What's in that league? That they had two losses, and evidently it was close. This is a talented team, no question, very talented.
The lead is now up to 30 points, largest of the day. Colin Carney drives, kicks Seymour, triple near corner. What a day. Flint Seymour offense. He's got 7 points now to lead the Dragons.
And that time, Valley Falls able to get some dribble penetration and a kick for a three.
Now a three at the other end. The answer, that's Brogan Rowley. He's got 18 points, couple threes here in the second quarter.
Well, that senior is putting on a show today, that's for sure. Back to the 1-3-1 for the Cardinals of El Saline.
Hayden Carney again drives,
nice
blows
runner.
It down the lane. He's done that three times. Hayden Carney now with 9 points for the Dragons. They trail by 28. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Prone, trying to get a tough shot off, and does, but missed it. And the rebound to Flint Seymour, who finds Brayson Miller moving left to right. Miller stops, pops, 3-point shot. Good for the sophomore. Off the bench, first points at the state tournament for Brayson Miller.
That'd be the first back-to-back bucket by the Dragons today.
Got the runner by Hayden Carney, and then that triple by Miller. Valley Falls has made 4 3-pointers. Here's another three by Rowley. Missed one. And then offensive over the back foul here going for the rebound against El Saline. That's their fourth foul. So the rest will be free throws with 1:57 to go till the break. It's El Saline 58 and Valley Falls 33. Hayden Carney will bring it into the half court. 8 Valley Falls turnovers here in the first half. And zone with their length is just really impressive. Carney's still dribbling almost a 5-second count, gets rid of it, but then standing out of bounds was Grayson Miller when he caught it. Grayson didn't have much an option there, and it's turnover number 9 now on the Dragon.
That's what Coach Gatzmeyer's talking about. The guards aren't becoming available for Carney up top to make a pass to. He's having to do a lot of dribbling. They're so low, they're almost matched up with their wings, and that's tough for them to make an entry pass.
Nice pass, lob, and inside the defender. Shot missed by Crone. He gets it back and got it, plus the foul. Crone has a chance for a 3-point play to get in double digits. Rowley's got 18 points. Zerger's got 15 points, and now Crone looking for number 10 with this charity toss.
I think he might have thrown a few bales of hay in his day. That's a nice-looking young man.
A lot of strength, no doubt, for the 6'5 junior, averaging 10 points a game, and he now has 10.
And he's got such a nice soft shot. They all do. That's the thing I've really noticed about that conference. There's some, whoever's teaching shooting down there is doing a heck of a job because the wrist slip, elbow underneath, it's textbook.
Nice backdoor cut, faking his Hayden Carney going nice. Up, laying it in.
Nice drive by Carney that time. Gathered himself, a little pump fake, and El Saline was kind of looking for blocks.
Now they score at the other end. El Saline Zerger just glides left side and scoops a layup through. Under a minute to go here in the half, 63-35.
It's almost make it, take it right now. Valley Falls just doesn't have any answers for El Saline on the defensive end.
Here's a three by Brayson Miller, his second one of the day.
Young man off the bench hit a couple big threes for the Dragons.
Promising future, they will need him. They'll have some top guys back like Colin Carney and Damian Cervantes. There's a three by El Saline miss, but the follow's good. In time, Trey Williams right in front of the basket gets an easy stick back.
Just seems like anything that El Saline wants, they can get. And if they don't miss a shot, they're just right there, Johnny, on the spot.
tip ball. It goes to Colin Carney. His three straight away, no good. Rebound to Trey Williams, who's almost in double digits now with 9 points. 10 seconds to go till halftime. A 65-point first half. Drive, shot missed. Rebound, Cervantes at 4 seconds. Damian gets across half court, checks the clock with 2 seconds. He lets it fly, and it's short at the buzzer. El Saline, 33 in the first quarter and 32 in the second quarter. 65 points total at halftime for the El Saline Cardinals here in this boys 2A third-place contest. Our halftime show coming up, 65-33, Dragons trailing at the break. Get your first half stats and more after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
They're probably going to go for it.
Welcome back to Bramlage to a state basketball third-place boys contest and a dominant half by the El Saline Cardinals. Just everything going their way, but give them credit because they came to play. They executed. They had back-to-back alley-oop dunks that they had drawn up that were successful at the very start of this contest. They led 14-2 and had four dunks in the first 4 minutes. They went on to make 7 3-pointers in this first half. They were 4 for 4 from the free throw line, so didn't miss there. They only had one turnover in the first half, and Dave Johnson, I don't know if I've ever seen a half quite like that, whether it was a state game or a regular season game or a midseason tournament, but 65 points, you were just talking, you know, there's only two teams that have ever scored 100 in a high school state basketball tournament game, only two teams ever. And earlier here in this tournament, Sterling had 97, but man alive, El Saline, 65 points at half. They scored 33 in the first quarter, 32 in the second quarter. And unfortunately for Valley Falls, I mean, they got it going a little bit, 23 points in the second quarter, but hey, before they knew what hit them, they were in a big, big hole, and El Saline just had tons of momentum that they never let up on during that first half.
Well, and I think we were talking at the break there that you got to give Coach Wendell a lot of credit because they came out with the sets to kind of set the tone. You know, even if we miss the dunks, we're coming to get you, and that's that put Valley Falls on their heels, And then the 1-3-1 and the link, you know, got them easy baskets on the other end and got Elsling going. And sometimes it's like a waterfall. It just, you know, it snowballs. It just starts rolling downhill and you can't stop it. And I'm sitting here thinking what I would be saying in the locker room. You know, there's only, you know, Cook and Mar was upset, and then you got to start trying to get him. Right now it's just about pride. That's all it is. You know, the damage has been done. You've got to try and salvage something here in the second half. And for Valley Falls, you know, school's got a lot of state competition experience, and, you know, they've got skilled kids. It just comes out sometimes, and you just got to, as pride, and I hate to use the term, but being a man right here is stepping up. You know, you're just going to, things aren't going your way, and you got to play through it. And the biggest thing is for your seniors, this is the last time you're going to play together as a team. You want to go out like this, you want to try and salvage something here in the second half, and at least try and make the second half, let's win the second half the best we can, and show out for the last couple 16 minutes here for Valley Falls.
One of the Dragon seniors that stepped up, had a pretty good first half offensively. It was Hayden Carney, as he leads the Dragons with 11 points. He has a three-pointer, scored 8 of his points, though, in the second quarter. So Hayden Carney with 11. Flint Seymour has 7, a great first half scoring for Flint. Grayson Miller, the sophomore, has a couple threes, so 6 points off the bench. Colin Carney has 5 points. Damian Cervantes hit a 3. And Trenton Van Houten and Grayson Coleman both went 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Valley Falls was 7 of 8 at the line as a team. They made 5 three-pointers, but here's another number not in favor of the Dragons, and that is 10 first-half turnovers. So having troubles on defense against this hot-shooting and tall and athletic Cardinal team, but they've given them a lot of transition opportunities because of the 10 turnovers by the Dragons here in the first half as well. So cut down those turnovers and D up, but I'm with you. I'm not going to be surprised if Elsling comes out here, has a set-designed alley-oop exactly. Dunk play. I mean, they may go after 100. I don't see them letting up anytime soon, so the Dragons going to have a gut check for sure just to try to find a way to make some positives here in their last game of the year.
And that's where, as you know, if you're a basketball player and you want to compete at the highest level, you know, you just don't want to let a team come out here and do whatever they want to. You want to set the tone defensively, and I know Coach Gathmeyer's telling them that. You know, we've got to show, you know, just like on the blocking out, that was the other thing. When Elsling did miss, they were there for offensive putbacks. With the turnovers, that's where you end up scoring 30 points in a quarter on 2 quarters in the state semifinals. You're still one of the 4 best teams this year at this moment in the state tournament, so let's show a little bit of pride here and come out and see if we can win the second half and give some better effort than we do because, you know, like he said, I'd be more upset if coming out in the first minute we give up another, you know, set dunk and we're standing around. That would cause me to want to probably, I don't know, if they could get an ambulance here quick enough to get me out of the arena.
Let's go through the individual numbers for Elsling here at halftime. Brogan Rally, who had the 4 dunks in the first 4 minutes, has scored 18 points. Right behind him, Garrison Zerker has 17 points. Reese Cronin double digits with 10. Trey Williams right behind, he scored 9. Cass Kramer with 5 points. Colin Dent has 4. And Tayton Williams has 2. So 7 threes made by Elsling. Again, 4-for-4 at the line, only 1 turnover in the half. Pretty flawless 16 minutes for the Cardinals in this third-place state game. Our halftime score is Elsling 65 and Valley Falls 38. We got a scoring update from Dodge City in a girls' third-place game for 1A Division 1. And the Troy girls take the lead thanks to an 11-1 run to close out the first half. Troy girls lead Quinter 18-16 at halftime in Dodge City. Again, several other games to come later today. You can see them all on MSCSports.net and our broadcast plans for the high school games. We have the Silver Lake boys playing for third, the Silver Lake girls playing for the championship at 3A in Hutch. The Troya girls will play for the title in Dodge City today. Also, the Axtell boys playing for a state championship in Colby today, and the Donovan West girls playing for a state title here at 2A in Manhattan tonight at 6:15. Also, the Topeka Seaman girls recovering and playing in the state title 5A to 4A against St. Thomas Aquinas. One more programming reminder, don't forget Benedictine women's basketball at the NAIA tournament, second round game. Boy, they won by 39 last night, did the Ravens. They play at 4 today back in Tennessee against the host school. Should be a much tougher matchup. In fact, to take on the number 1 seed, that BC women's game is at 4 p.m. today here on CARE 93.7 FM. One more timeout as we wrap up the halftime show. The third quarter is coming your way next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know you can have your colonoscopy done at Amberwell? Unlike area surgical centers that can have you waiting months, Amberwell Surgical Care offers a streamlined solution that can get you in and out in just weeks. Skip the initial office visit, avoid an unnecessary copay, and get your colonoscopy done in just one in-office appointment. A colonoscopy is an important step to preventing colon cancer. Visit amberwellhealth.org to schedule a consult or call 913-367-6682 in Atchison or 785-742-2131 in Hiawatha.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Bram Winkle. Studio engineer Joseph Kerr, Justin Fluke, and Dave Johnson with you. Turnover by El Saline is how this third quarter begins, but then a missed three-pointer by the Dragons. So we're just 30 seconds in, still 65-38. Here's Brogan Rowley attacking, and a layup good off the glass gives him 20 points. We'll reset the Atchison Auto Parts Snap a lineup for you here as both teams going with their starting five again to begin this second half. Down low, Colin Carney gets it from Van Houten. Tough shot with the left hand, and it bounces in for Colin.
I haven't seen any of that in the first half. That's the first time Valley Falls is really making a concerted effort to get it inside to Carney.
Aiden Carney, Colin Carney, Trenton Van Houten, Damian Cervantes, and Flint Seymour out there is an offensive rebound and putback. Wrong with the left hand to Cass Kramer. And every possession seems to be producing points for El Saline. They've got 69 already as Van Houten had a three partially blocked. Cardinals with the rebound. Here comes Rowley ahead in transition. Nice pass and unable to quite get composed and make the layup with Garrison Zerger. Seymour, one of the three. Nice pass and the layup by Colin Carney. Great look there by Flint Seymour. Everybody thought he was going to shoot that three, and a good feed, and Colin Carney finishes.
You can really tell he does a lot of the little things for Valley Falls there. He's the one kind of guy that's kind of come to play here, him and Carney in the first half at the guard spot.
Yeah, you'd love coaching a player like Flint Seymour. The other night in that game against Syracuse, the opening round win, he took two charges in the fourth quarter when he had four fouls on back-to-back possessions. It was great.
That's selfless act right there.
Van Houten going coast-to-coast through the lane and spins it through. Princeton Van Houten's first field goal. The Dragons down 25, 2 minutes into the second half.
Dragons showing a little bit more fight here this time. El Saline kind of looking at this is like the game's almost over. You see a lot of guys standing out kind of looking for easy shots and looking for leak-outs for dunks. And that's one thing if you're Coach Wendell, you want to make sure you finish strong as good a first half as you have. You don't want to just kind of all of a sudden just start going through the motions. And that's hard to do when you got a big lead like this.
Well, Salinas turned it over twice already. They have the ball here. Shot left side from 15 feet, no good. But the rebound and stick back again. It's Garrison Zerger underneath. He's only 5'10", but he got the rebound and put back and now has 19 points.
You can really tell he's got a lot of fight in him there.
Back to possession for Hayden Carney. He's had a tough shot, and this time he makes it.
Nice shot by the guard that time. Came down on somebody's ankles, limping a little bit.
Hayden's been battling through an injury here in the second half of this basketball season as the shot crawls over the front of the rim for Cass Kramer.
It's effortless for El Celine. It just seems like everything they get, it doesn't matter if it's in the paint, if it's outside, it's just offensive rebounds. What a showing.
73 points already. DeMonta has a triple with the hand flying in his face. No good. Krohn has the rebound. 73-46. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Maybe the Valley Falls starters again going at it here in this third quarter, presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. And there's another three. This is the first one for Trey Williams. 3-point basket number 8 for the Cardinals today.
It's been a while since I've seen a boys game like this where guys are just really sharing the ball, can really shoot it.
Then out in the triple, a little bit short. Long rebound to Zerger. He turns and runs. They may get to 100 by the end of the third quarter. Valley right underneath the basket, an easy jumper for him after the fake shot. 22 points for Brogan Rowley. 78 points in the Coach Caleb Gatzmeier timeout. He's only going to have one left. He used three in the first half.
Yep.
We'll take one with him as well. With 3:47 to go, third quarter. It is a 13-8 third quarter advantage right now for El Celine, and they lead by 32 points over the Dragons. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you in Bramley. Just the third place boys game in Class 2A. And some substitutions for the Dragons during that time out. They brought in senior Shaden Guerrero, the 5'10 senior. So Shaden will see his first action here of the day. The Dragons have the ball. But Colin Carney got it blocked. Good late recovery there by El Celine.
That's what size, as they say, do.
78-46. Cardinals have been unstoppable since the opening tip. Here's a lob to Krohn. Double teamed. Finds a cutter to the basket. The ball's thrown in, but he turned to 360 and traveled with it. Zerger, they'll wipe off the basket. Head coach Marty Wendell is very upset, but look at the scoreboard, coach. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
I don't quite. He drug his pivot foot that time, and he's telling the official the ball was already through the net. Well, it doesn't matter if the young man traveled.
Hero trying to drive baseline underneath
the pass.
Good look to Colin Carney, who finishes. And he scored 6 of his 11, Colin Carney, here in the second half.
Good drive on the baseline. Weak side wing didn't get rotated. Carney with a nice post up.
Another 3-point shot. Nothing but net. Brogan Rowley. He's got 25 points. That's his third three. And now it's 81-48. We have history in the making, as Darius Rucker would say.
Yeah, a lot of musical references today.
Well, you were doing it.
Exactly.
Added in. Here's Damian Cervantes with the triple. Second of the game for the super sophomore. Now, Rowley goes to dunk it. His fifth dunk of the day. He just decided that I'm going to beat all you Dragons down the court and went and stuffed it with two hands.
That young man can fly.
27 points for Rowley. And the Cardinals looking for another 30-point third quarter. 83-51, 2:15 to go. Pull-up jumper, Van Houten, right side of the lane.
This goes up and over that ice, the smaller Seymour.
Rowley.
Nobody getting back.
Got the rebound, Zerger. Nice find, Krohn with the basket. He's got 12. Transition for El Celine. They've got 85 points and lead it by 34. Kick out. Hero doesn't shoot the open three. Colin Carney will take it with the left hand. Off the mark on the tray. Rebounded by Reese Krohn. Only two teams have ever scored 100 or more in a state basketball tournament game. We might be having our third here today. Drive, curl around Kramer, kick out to Krohn. Back to Zerger now. What a day he's had. This Zerger kid, he's good. A senior.
Good ball movement by Elsa Lane. Big guy stepping out. Good night.
Another three-pointer. Reese Krohn knocks this one in.
That's 6'5 with size stepping out as opposed to physical and just a pretty stroke. My gosh, good ball rotation.
10 threes by Elsa Lane. They've got 88 points. Here's a Guerra three for the Dragons off the back lip. Rebound batted around. Elsa Lane's got it. Two-on-one break. Zerger to Kramer. Way up in.
That's textbook right there, two-on-one.
Kramer.
That's the problem. Valley Falls is shooting a lot of outside shots, and it's just long shot, long rebound, and away Elsa Lane goes.
There's another
one. Good
Showtime.
Lord.
Brogan Riley with the reverse jam. His sixth dunk of the day, and that one is behind the back. 92-51. I've never seen anything like it. Van Houten drives miss. The follow, no good by Colin Carney.
This is getting out of hand.
Here comes the Cardinals again. Back to the trailer. Kramer down the lane.
This is a layup drill. This is a layup drill.
94 points before the end of the third quarter.
It's
Coach Katzmeyer's used all but one of his timeouts. 12 seconds remaining here in the third. Cervantes a triple left wing. No good. 6 seconds left here. And here comes Elsa Lane again. Kramer, near side, rally. You gotta be kidding me! A three at the buzzer to beat the horn. The third quarter closes. And Elsa Lane has 97 points in three quarters of basketball.
I'm going to place a small wager that there's going to be three teams now that have scored 100 in a state tournament.
They may break the all-time record. We'll be back. 1 minute timeout, one quarter to go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
On to the fourth quarter we go, and we got a basket here by the Dragons. Good effort. Second chance, plus a foul. This is Colin Carney getting the bucket from Valley Falls to begin quarter number four.
That time, Seymour taking the ball away from Elsa Lane and finding Carney. Nice find. Again, Seymour is a guy, Johnny, on the spot. Not quitting and playing hard. You like to see that.
Colin Carney gets the three-point play. He's now got 14 points, 2 for 2 at the line. The starters have been taken out of the game for Elsa Lane. They are done. They did their damage with 97 points in three quarters.
I've never seen this before, and I've been to a lot of state tournaments. I've never seen this kind of performance in three quarters.
Colin Dent, Tayton Williams, long two for him, no good. Rebound tipped, Wyatt Allen, first appearance, junior, as the Dragons have struggled rebounding the basketball on the defensive end for the few times that Elsa Lane actually has missed a shot here in this game. Here's Melvin Lute. Also in for the first time. He chases down his own three-point miss. He's a senior off the bench. Five seniors, really three of them that are key players for Elsa Lane. There's a little hook shot by Jacob Tilburg, and he missed. He's a senior as well off the bench. So Tilburg and Lutz are two seniors that don't play much. Here's a three by Hayden Carney, and he hits it. He's got 16 for the Dragons.
The senior showing up here in the second half, even with a You know he's been battling that injury, but a good look that time on the three-point shot.
Hit by Valley Falls, and Van Houten beats everybody to the ball. He's got a right-side layup. Crimson Van Houten able to score off just the fifth El Saleem turnover. It's 97-59. Dragons have their starting five out there. Here's a three, no good. Colin Carney gets the rebound. Hayden Carney looking ahead to Damian Cervantes. Finds him a little late, and it's a charging foul on Hayden Carney. Not many fouls in this game. Hasn't been much contact except the battle for the boards. Everything for El Saleem has come too easy and been a lot of it in transition. Also out there is Flint Seymour for the Dragons and Van Houten. They're starting five. Is it going to whistle for something that wasn't quite right?
Got blood on the clock didn't start, maybe.
Lineup reset presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer, with a great lineup of the parts and tools you need. Visit Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa dealer. 97-59.
Valley Falls kind of picking up the tempo here, obviously, with El Saleem starters out. Young guys are having to pick up some shots that time El Saleem missed.
Williams came up empty, passed ahead to Cervantes. Dillon looking, dribbles back top of the key, and then he dribbled off his foot into the backcourt. He'll go touch it, and that's another turnover for the Dragons. With 6 minutes and 2 seconds to play. You know, 59 points for Valley Falls early in the fourth isn't bad.
No. When you're giving us such a hot streak, it's one of those days where you just, again, it was set up by the two dunks that time. It just put, really, Valley Falls kind of gasping for air that time, and El Saleem just coming full throttle at him all game long.
Turnaround jumper down low. Misses. Battle for the board. El Saleem gets it. It's Tilburg. Another shot. That's good. Jacob Tilburg, a senior off the bench to the bucket. Point number 99. Cervantes, a three. Far corner. No good. Rebound by Colin Dent. Dragons 20 wins this season. And there's 12-2 in the Northeast Kansas League. And there's the pop of Seymour. Show sportsmanship and helps Wyatt Allen back to his feet. Foul number two against the Dragons here in the final period of play.
You don't have to worry about Seymour playing hard. The young man's got a lot of fight in him. That shows a lot of character.
Well, Saleem looking to break 100 underneath their own basket here. It'd be just the third time ever in high school state basketball tournament history. And that's a three. Cervantes trying to outrun everybody. Layup good on the right side with the blocking foul. And then one for Damian Cervantes.
Good drive by Cervantes there. Went right to the basket. Everybody's trying to take a charge, but not able to establish position.
That's going to put the starters back in?
I think he's going to put him in for just a little bit. And then
what are they all signing?
They're keeping the scorebook for Coach over there. So the two seniors are going to check in for the last time, maybe one last time for them to be in their uniforms, and then he'll probably give them an exit to a standing ovation by the El Saleem faithful.
Rally might want another dunk.
He's had enough today. My gosh, his belly should be full.
Six dunks we've seen.
Not just little dunks.
Right.
Yeah, he was bringing it.
This free throw by Cervantes, but an offensive board by Colin Carney after Damian got the two-point layup and missed the free throw. Now Colin, looking for some help, skips the pass to Van Houten, a three on the left wing. That's no good. And the rebound by El Saleem. Want the senior to be the one that breaks 100. There's the shot up and under, missed badly by Tayton Williams. And it'll stay with El Saleem here. 5:08 left here in the fourth, 99-61. El Saleem has scored 32 points or more in all three quarters. Alley-oop to Rowley. He's going to get 101. There it is. Broken Rally with 34 points for the El Saleem senior to push him past the century mark.
I would think the next dead ball, him and his partner in crime, Garrison Zager, will be coming out of the game.
There's Van Houten, a deep two off the bounce. Good pull-up chop, Trenton Van Houten. He's now scored 8. There's a 3, and that is Zerger missing it. Zerger trying to follow up Brogan Rowley. Al Seymour has it for Valley Falls. There are subs waiting to come in. Cervantes turns. His man went for the steal. He's got an open three and hits it. Damian Cervantes with 11 points. His third three.
Dragons have 66 points, still trail by 35, and a timeout call by...
Just a sub for substitution. Yep. Here's the seniors going to come out for the last time.
Coach Marty Wendell wanting a big, big round of applause for his senior Brogan Rowley. Now they're going to keep the El Salute fans on their feet and bring out the other senior, Garrison Zerger. Zerger finishes with 19. Rowley had 34, six dunks, four three-pointers. We saw the reverse jam, a couple finished alley-oops, the one-handed slam. We saw it all.
Impressive performance by the senior. I can see why if he signed a few track in Nebraska, they got an awful good one.
Check into the record book here before we close off today, but some records going down for sure here at the 2A State Tournament in this boys' third-place game. Dragons will keep playing hard. There's a steal.
Up in front.
Cervantes ahead to Van Houten, right side layup. I don't know what he was doing there.
I think he was trying to dunk it.
Was he?
Yep.
Didn't have enough energy left in the tank. And there's a bucket by Branson Gosliner. 6'2 sophomore scores his first two for El Saline.
Everybody in for El Saline.
3:40 to go here in this game. Van Houten had a wide open layup. Thought he was just going to kiss it in there. Dragons scored 23 points in the second quarter. Off to a good start here in the fourth. As there's a Van Houten stick back. Trenton in double digits with 10. Valley Falls has four double-digit scores. They have 68 points. There's a layup, and this is Landon May with his first point. El Saline trying to get all 12 guys in the scorebook with points today. They've gotten 105. And still 3 minutes to go. Cervantes pulls the trigger. Deep three, and he buried it. Cervantes, 14. He'll be a hungry, motivated kid to get back to Manhattan.
Got a nice shot.
Here's the deflection, and the Dragons couldn't quite grab the loose ball. El Saline keeps it alive. They send it over to Allen. He's one of the guys that hasn't scored yet. He missed a little bank shot with the right hand. Dragons get it to Cervantes at half court. 2:40 to go. Our score, 105-71. Cervantes again a three. That one too strong. Rebound chased down by Grayson Coleman. Good job by Coleman. He's one of the seniors for the Dragons. He puts it up and missed. Had a couple free throws earlier in this game. You got Coleman, Guerrero, both seniors out there, as well as Trenton Van Houten, a senior, and Hayden Carney, a senior. There's a three missed by Colin Dent. It'll be Dragon basketball. Stay tuned during our postgame. We'll pick a Bank of Atchison player to bank on as Brayson Miller, the sophomore, checks back in for the Dragons, and out goes Trenton Van Houten to a standing ovation in his first year with the Dragon boys basketball program. What a season Trent's had. Averaged 19 points, 5.5 boards per game, couple assists per outing as well. The big extended long hug from one-time head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. Calling Carney, the near corner to Miller. 2 minutes to go.
A lot of upside for Valley Falls. A lot of guys coming back. Nice
like
move.
That guy.
Yeah.
Colin Carney couldn't quite finish him, and Cervantes will be the two leaders back. Flint Seymour will be back as a returning starter as well. Then some guys we've seen like Duncan Alvarenga. Saw a couple three-pointers by Brayson Miller. That sophomore showing some promise. Jenner Young out of basket yesterday. As he now checks in for the first time, a 6'3 sophomore for the Dragons. They only have Cervantes as the only starter still in the ballgame. 105-71. Dragons about to finish fourth at state for the second time in 4 years. They finished fourth at state here in 2022. As now Cervantes comes out, replaced by Carter Pickerel, the sophomore. Coach Gatzmeyer and Coach Watson taking time to give big hugs and loves for their guys coming off the floor. There's a three-pointer for El Saline. Melvin Lutz, he's a senior. That's his first bucket of the day.
You couldn't draw it up any better if you were El Saline. I mean,
11 guys have scored.
I mean,
all but one.
It's just one of those unfortunate things for Valley Falls. They just, from the onset, it was El Saline. I mean, they just put it to them.
Nice backdoor pass. Finish.
Good try.
Foul. Grayson Coleman will have an and one here for the Dragons.
Like to see that out of the senior. Guy comes today every day for practice and able to get a one last final bucket for the Dragons. Another senior going out. Guerrero getting another hug for Valley Falls. A lot of people don't see the seniors, just like you said, with Luke to hit the three for El Saline. Those guys that come to practice every day and sometimes don't get a lot of playing time. Nice rebound that time by Young.
Jenner Young going to get two free throws with 70 seconds remaining. Well, it was 33-15 at the end of one quarter, 65-38 at halftime. And El Saline had 97 points at the end of the third quarter. They were up by 46 points at the end of the third quarter, up by 46 here in a state tournament third-place game. Dragons have completely cleared their bench now as Grayson Coleman, the senior, gets a round of applause and a big hug. The senior exiting one final time. Free throw for Young. Did he make a moat? I missed him.
Yes.
Got him?
Well, it's 74. I wasn't paying attention. I was kind of watching the
exchange. He made the second one.
Yeah, made the second one.
For sure. 108-74. The Young in the scorebook. Here's the one kid that hasn't scored for El Saline. He missed the three. They tried to hand it to him. They do a shot in the lane. No good. They've had 11 guys scored. Had two shots there for Allen, the junior. He came up empty on both, and now he got another foul. And
nope, out of bounds, I believe.
Both teams setting on four fouls, so it'll be bonus free throws. El Saline's going to try to get Wyatt Allen another shot opportunity.
Yeah. Coach is telling him, look to shoot it.
He's just been sitting on the scores table with his leg propped up throughout this fourth quarter. That's got to be a good feeling as a coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way they came out and performed today, this is
quite a performance in a third-place game. It really is.
Unbelievable. Tried to get it into Allen, and the foul from behind, and he's going to get two free throws to try to complete the scoring here for El Saline.
Well, you can tell, you know, probably a youngster that doesn't get a lot of playing time, but again, comes to practice every day, and these are these moments that, you know, he'll remember, and it's tough. It's easy when you're kind of the star, the guy that has to grind every day just to show up to practice, and golf, that was almost in.
Blanks off the iron a couple times. Wyatt Allen, the junior, has one more. Whole team standing. They want it. They know it's on the line.
Got it.
Got it. All 12 guys score for El Saline. Dragons bring it ahead. This is Alvarenga trying to go coast to coast. Now kicks it out. Miller a three. That's in and out. Rebound tipped. Cardinals save it in. Collenden has it, and now they can probably hold on to it. 109-74. El Saline going to be your third place team here at the 2A state tournament. What a performance today. Their 22nd win of the season. They started the game with two designed alley-oop dunk plays. They went on to finish with six dunks in this game and 11 three-pointers. A phenomenal effort. And a great season for Valley Falls comes to an end on the wrong side of history. As the Dragons finish 20-6, can't take away what all this team accomplished. Can't take away a state tournament berth and a first-round quarterfinal win. Lots to be proud of for the Dragons, just a buzzsaw they ran into today.
Very few teams get an opportunity to go to the state tournament, let alone be one of the final four left in the state in 2A in 2025. And today just ran into a absolute buzzsaw in the El Saline Cardinals. And, you know, again, it doesn't diminish what you do. Sometimes you get caught up and, well, we looked at here, but, you know, in the second half, they showed a little fight. It's just tough. But again, a great season. A lot of memories for these young guys to remember as they go on. And, again, there's some youngsters there from Valley Falls that, gonna have some guys that are gonna make them contenders again in the Northeast Kansas League.
Final score, El Saline wins big time, and we'll be back with post game coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls. Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs, providing free prescription deliveries Monday through Friday to the surrounding areas. Call them today at 785-945-3711.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
A new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back with studio engineer Joseph Kerr. Justin Pook, David Johnson with you here in Manhattan. As the Valley Falls Dragons got their individual fourth place medals. They fall to the Elsling Cardinals today by the final score of 109-74. Elsling scored 33 in the first, 32 points in the second, 32 points again in the third, and they break the century mark early and easily in the fourth quarter here today to get their 22nd win of the season. And they not only get individual medals, but a team third place trophy for Coach Marty Wendell and the Cardinals to take back south of Salina. And the Heart of the American Conference boys will finish first, second, and third at this 2A state tournament, as the championship later today is between Mound Ridge and Sterling. You know, Rossville played this Elsling team within 4 points in the first game of this state tournament. That ended up being 82-78.
game in which Sasso, I think, probably felt like they competed pretty well. But we knew from that game that El Saline had plenty of offensive firepower, and boy, did they really show it here today. Just a great team effort. We tip our hats to the Cardinals and give you their individual scoring totals. Brogan Rowley had 34. Garrison Zerger, fellow senior, with 19. Three other guys in double digits. Cass Kramer had 13, Reese Crone had 13, and Trey Williams had 12. Those three guys are all three juniors that will come back for this Cardinal team. All 12 of their players have scored. Colin Dent had 4, Melvin Lutz had a 3, Branson Grossmeiner had 2, Jacob Tilberg had 2, Jason Williams had 2, Landon Dent had 2 points as well. And Wyatt Allen got the one free throw to complete all 12 guys scoring for El Saline here today. They only had 5 turnovers. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and they made 11 total three-point shots in this game. You know, 109 points, you might think they made even more than that, but that's just 33 of their points coming from three-point land and only 5 points coming from the foul line. They just had a lot of layups, a lot of second-chance points, a lot of transition opportunities for El Saline today.
The physicality of them early in the first half just set the tone for the whole ball game. And again, you know, sometimes you get into these games, like everybody has said it, you know, throughout the years, the third place games are weird. You'll get a variance of what one team is ready to play and another team is not. And El Saline just came out and just boom, first two possessions just jumped all over Valley Falls and really got them caught reeling. And then that 1-3-1 got them so where they could get out and get easy transition points. And sometimes that's a good idea. The team that presses kind of sets the tone again. And today it was El Saline. But again, Coach Gasmar's team has no reason to hang their head. Great season. A lot of teams would like to be here in Manhattan. And to finish fourth in the state in 2A is nothing to hang your head on. And obviously, as coaches, you are going to sit back and think, well, what could we have done? That's the nature of the hat. But, again, a lot of juniors there for Valley Falls to certainly make them another factor in the Northeast Kansas League coming in for next year.
Second 20-win season for the Dragons. They actually came to state undefeated 23-0 back in 2022. They ended that season 24-2 as they lost twice in this state tournament. They fall twice here this year. They end their season 20 wins against 6 losses. Again, the final score, 109-74. Here's the Valley Falls individual scoring. And they put up 74 points. Nothing's wrong with that. As they were able to score 23 in the second quarter, they finished with 23 points in the fourth quarter as well. Valley Falls was led today by the senior, Hayden Carney. He played great, scored 16 points, almost double the season average for Hayden Carney, including a couple triples. Colin Carney and Damian Cervantes both had 14 points. Senior Trenton Van Houten finished with his third straight double-digit game, so Cervantes didn't quite get there, but Tristan Van Houten and Colin Carney had double-digit scoring in all three state tournament games here at 2A and Manhattan. So Van Houten with 10 today and Colin Carney with 14. Rounding out the Dragons scoring, it was 7 points for Flint Seymour. He played really great. Grayson Miller hit a couple threes and scored 6. Grayson Coleman had 4, 2 each today for Duncan Alvarenga and Jenner Young as they both knocked in a couple of free throws. Total free throws for Valley Falls in this game. They shot 13 and made 10 out of 13, did the Dragons. They also connected on 9 three-point baskets themselves here in this loss. We owe you one more timeout. We're going to step away one last time. We'll wrap up the post game, and then we'll come back and tie a bow on the Valley Falls season. We'll also give you some other scoring updates, including that Troy girls final and their third-place game from Dodge City. And we'll look ahead to the rest of the day for the Benedictine women and high school basketball on this final day of the high school prep season. It's all coming up next after one final timeout on KARE 93.7 FM and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text
785-845-5272. Or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 Private Treaty Bull Sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Brick Street Bourbon Bites and Flights in Valley Falls is the place to be for great food, great drinks, and a welcoming atmosphere. Located at 412 Broadway Street, they're open Thursday through Sunday with delicious specials. Seafood or brisket on Fridays, baby back ribs on Saturdays, and a fantastic Sunday menu to end the week right. With two event spaces and catering available, it's the perfect spot for gatherings, big or small. Reservations are accepted at 785-573-7606. Brick Street Bourbon Bites and Flights in Valley Falls.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Bramlage one final time. Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson with you. Valley Falls finishes fourth at state for the second time in the last three seasons. They were fourth at state in 22 and again here in 25. Just ran into a buzzsaw today, a highly motivated El Saline Cardinal team that came out and had a couple alley-oop design dunks to start this game and never let off the accelerator as they went at 109-74 against the Dragons. We need to pick a player to bank on. It's presented by the Bank of Atchison. Of course, we'll do that for the local team that we're covering, Valley Falls. And Dave, I don't know about you, but I think yeah, the senior Hayden Carney really showcased out today.
And really, the thing was a lot of, you know, struggles in the first half, and Coach Gassmeyer was challenging his team, and then the senior stepped up in the second half, took care of the ball a lot better, got himself some shots, got his teammates open looks, and nice way for the senior to go out. Obviously not the way you want to go out, but again, it's stepped up there and battling injuries, and yes, no question, he was the player of the game.
New state record here today in Class 2A. El Saline breaks the record. No team had ever scored over 100 in the 2A state tournament, and they get 109. In fact, only two other teams ever in any state tournament, any classification, had ever broke 100 points. So El Saline in some elite company with their performance today. Six dunks. They just did it all to finish their season at 22
and 2. And, you know, we looked at Mound Ridge. They got a decent amount of seniors. Elfaline has 2 or 3 seniors. But, you know, that Sterling team doesn't have any seniors. So we talk about the Heart of America Conference and the teams finishing first, second, third at state this year in 2A. And I wouldn't want to face any of those teams next year, I don't think.
I want to know what's in the water down there, because there's some grown men coming on the court for them. And I tell you what, I am really looking forward to the state championship game between Sterling and Mound Ridge. That will be a high basketball IQ game. Both teams just really do a nice job of handling the basketball and really finding what they do well. And, you know, Sterling's kind of like Elfaline. It's full throttle, no break, and it's going to be up and down the court, where Mound Ridge really wants to get themselves into situations where they're looking for matchups, and they're so physical inside, and they're the 2-time defending state title.
Yep.
Should be a great one, as well as the late game as well.
Mound Ridge and Sterling boys for the 2A title here at Manhattan at 4 p.m. The girls championship is at 6:15 tonight. That'll be broadcasted on 103.9 KNZA, and that's the Donovan West girls taking on Mound Ridge. So Mound Ridge girls and boys both in the title. I want to pass along one other score from a game earlier today, and that is the Troy girls. They get third place at State 1A Division I. Congratulations to Coach Derek Jasper's team. It had been a couple decades since the Troy girls had qualified for state. They took third today, beating Quinter 50-36. So congratulations to the Troy girls. Of course, Centralia girls out there in Dodge will play for the championship later today in Class 1A Division I. Also playing for state titles today, the Axtell boys in Colby. The Silver Lake girls play for a championship in Hutch. Lynn and Hanover girls play for a title game in Colby. Also have the Seaman girls, Topeka Seaman, in the 5A tournament at Emporia, playing the state championship Seaman against St. Thomas Aquinas. And then we mentioned the Donovan West girls here in Manhattan tonight at 6:15. So that is what's coming up on the last day of the high school basketball season. College hoops continuing, and Benedictine will try to continue on past today. And they will need to play well, as they did yesterday in an 80-41 win. The Benedictine women right here on CARE Radio at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Tom is in Tennessee, as they will take on the region host and top seed today at 4 p.m. So be tuned in here to BC Women's Basketball. Their second round game in the NAIA National Tournament for the Lady Ravens. So we will have that coming up for you as well. Again, wrapping up the Valley Falls season, Senior Hayden Carney, our Bank of Atchison player to bank on, with the team high 16 points here today. A couple other state tournament notes. Cervantes had the highest scoring game with 21 against Syracuse. But Tristan Van Houten and Colin Carney both finished with double-digit scoring in all three of the Dragons games here at state this week. Valley Falls came down to Manhattan on Tuesday. They've been here ever since. They played Wednesday, yesterday falling in the semifinals to Mound Ridge, and today dropping the third-place game to the Elsaline Cardinals. 109-74, our final score here today. So for studio engineer Joseph Kerr and Dave Johnson, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to all of our great sponsors making the state coverage possible for the Valley Falls Dragons. Congrats to them on a great season. 20-win season for Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer's crew. Their 17th trip to the state basketball tournament, and another top four finish for the second time in the last 3 years here in Manhattan. That'll wrap up our high school coverage on CARE Radio for this high school basketball season. BC Women coming up again today at 4. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.